Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Cubs went into the weekend hoping to make up some ground on the National League Central leading Cardinals. Three games later, the Cubs were swept out of St. Louis and their offense is nowhere to be found. Cub manager Joe Maddon says his young hitters are simply being taken to school by opposing pitchers.
You have a young, inexperienced group offensively that they're being schooled right now a little bit. Eventually it's going to come back to us, they're going to benefit from it, and we will down the road. So for right now, they got us. I get it, I can see it in that regard, but I thought we pitched well. We played really good defense. We did a lot of things well. We just could not get the hit.
Cubs get the day off today. They'll open a series in New York tomorrow against the Mets. Mets lefty John Neese, one of the arms the Cubs have reportedly been targeting in a potential trade. Things aren't any better on the south side of town, where the White Sox dropped 2-3 to Detroit in a rain-shortened series over the weekend. They also get a much-needed day off today before opening a series in St. Louis tomorrow night. Elsewhere in baseball, Andy McPhail will be introduced as the latest member of what's being called the Phillies leadership today. And Giants pitcher Tim Lincecum is headed to the DL for the first time in his career after being hit in the elbow by a line drive. To the NBA, Jimmy Butler reportedly wants to sign a one-year deal with the Lakers, but both the CBA rules and a matching offer from the Bulls will conspire to keep him in Chicago most likely. Kirk Heinrich has exercised his option for the 2015-2016 season. He'll be back for Fred Hoiberg's first season as Bulls head coach. And the Bulls will introduce first-round draft pick Bobby Portis to fans and the media today. We'll carry that press conference live right here on 670 The Score at 2. As expected, LeBron James opted out of his contract with the Cavaliers. He's expected to re-sign. And Paul Pierce opted out of the final year of his contract with the Wizards. He'll become a free agent. In college basketball, Bo Ryan says he'll retire after one more year coaching at Wisconsin. In NHL, Blackhawks extend David Rundblad for 2 years. And as Wimbledon gets underway today, Serena Williams, Novak Djokovic, and Maria Sharapova all advance easily from their first match. The Scoreboard Update is brought to you by Muller Nissan in Highland Park. Join The Score broadcasting live from 9 to 6 from the Naperville Rib Fest next Friday as we take the Hyundai Studio on the road. Stop by, check out the broadcast, and sample food presented by Hyundai. Visit your local Hyundai dealer for a test drive today. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on The Score is tomorrow at 6:40 when the Sox take on the Cardinals on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you very much, Julie DeCaro, and then Doug Buffone, and then Gary Player.
That's a triumvirate.
Yeah, right there, man. Who's the fourth for a golf foursome with that bunch?
Nipsey Russell.
Is Nipsey alive?
No.
No, that's why.
He's perfect.
And neither is Doug, though.
But they can ride in a cart together. That leaves Julie and Gary Player in a cart together.
There it is.
Sounds like fun. Thank you to our guests today. Bruce Levine from The Score, Mark Grody from the Cubs and WBBM, and Andrew Hutchinson from an Arkansas newspaper whose name escapes me.
Yes, we like to thank
He
Andrew
was excited. For, he was excitable.
Celebrating his 16th birthday with us on the air. It was fun.
So here's another thing about Bobby Portis is that he's...
Nice, you got to put the twang
also,
on it, though.
Also, my mom gave me a key that I can wear around my neck, and I'm allowed to leave the house or the neighborhood.
All right, Portis, he'll get some rebounds for you. He'll set a screen.
You're doing it better.
He'll blitz pick and roll. Well, it's because of those days in Atlanta, you know?
Mm-hmm. Picked up a little draw.
Mac, I love you. Jason, I hate you. I want to talk about the dogs.
Yeah. Jay Zawoski and Nick Shepkowski, tremendous job, man, as our producers. Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow, Joe Madden at noon for his weekly hit and so much more.
And by so much more, we mean we don't know because ain't no damn games tonight. So tomorrow will be the old pull one out of nowhere day tomorrow.
Oh, that's easy, though. That's easy for us.
Yeah, because you get to do national stories.
Yes.
Get to do all the stuff that's happening in free agency in the NBA also, and in the NHL.
I'm going
to
catch up. I have not seen True Detective Episode 2, nor Ballers or The Brink or the whole HBO block. So we'll talk about that tomorrow a little bit.
This transition segment.
I haven't seen him either. Relax. Everything's fine.
Oh, okay. All right.
Thank you.
I haven't seen him.
No? Hi, Terry.
I have him, Bo.
Hey,
I just haven't seen him.
You hear that voice? You haven't heard that voice in a week, damn it, and he's back. This transition segment. Is brought to you by Cars for Kids
and Afraid.
Call 1-877 Cars for Kids. That's low key become my show.
Really?
Naked and Afraid?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's low key.
Are they
key
really
become...
naked and afraid or are they making this up?
Yeah, it's
what are they afraid of? Being naked?
I think so.
Depends who you are.
Have you ever seen Naked and Afraid?
No.
They drop two people like in the woods.
Yep.
And they're butt naked and you gotta live. And you gotta make sure
they're shot by local upstate New York police.
Dude, in the hay.
I was watching that. I was watching that coverage. It sounded like a movie.
It sounded like the end of Fargo because he was on a regular patrol.
Yeah.
This wasn't part of some extended manhunt to the Federales or anything. This is just a guy in his local cops in his area in the woods where he patrols and the road, and he sees the guys running and he kind of looks and he doesn't stop running and he recognized him. Mm-hmm. And it's like Frances McDormand. She gave a warning and he shot him down.
What's the line? Is that your buddy back there in the chipper?
That's your buddy back there in the wood chipper.
Well, I wish he'd hit him a little better.
Find out. I'm glad he's not dead. We can find out who all helped him and how it all went down. Now
The one PO
it's not
was
just
like,
those two.
The one PO was like, I didn't know it was a problem to give people tools that they could break out of jail with.
She's doinking both of them.
Well,
yeah, but it's not.
Doink the clown.
When do they have time to doink her, by the way, in the prison world?
What are they busy doing?
You must not watch Orange is the New Black. You
can always
find a supply room here or there to drag somebody into, apparently.
Yeah, but
supplies.
I don't know. The White Sox game's on the TV. Everybody's falling asleep. They can go.
How much freedom do you have when you're both
murderers? That's like a stop a fugitive. You just broadcast White Sox games and they fall down dead.
Remember, in Orange and New Black, none of them are murderers.
True.
They're not violent crime people.
Also known as violent criminals.
Yes.
Or as you call them, crime people.
VCPs, damn it.
Earlier today, Jason said that. He was talking about the situation in the Dominican.
Yeah.
Where they were, he said, no, they're not deporting Haitians. What are they doing? They're excommunicating them.
Yes.
And
immediately, as soon as I said it, that's one of those ones where I was like, nobody heard it. Immediately, the texter was like,
you idiot.
He's not the Pope. It's not the Pope, Goff.
Oh, then somebody yelled at me because I had said the Gary Steelcats, and it's the
Railcats. That's a team name. Yeah, exactly. That's you.
I should know that.
You don't know your independent professional league baseball teams by heart. What's wrong with you? You're a sports guy. That's your job.
I can do your job. Yeah. All right. So, Terry.
Yes, I would like them to see you do it. Naked Afraid, though, they're not being shot at, are they?
They're
not
being chased by New York State troopers. The only problem that I'd have is, like, when you're naked in the woods, things get places that they shouldn't get. And they don't have any clothing on. So, and it's always like some, you know, mildly attractive young lady and a mildly attractive dude, because it's television. You know what I mean? No, it's not like it's not like terrible looking people, but it's the whole.
So it's not like real sex, then. Is
no,
what you're saying.
Right. Well, right.
We just dropped these doughy Germans off naked, covered in latex.
Watch it. Yeah. Leave the doughy Germans alone.
No, but it's just, you know, you got to make fire and you know, set rain. Up tents and you know,
sunny
boil
days,
water.
That would never end.
No, Naked and Afraid is low key. Oh, you know what I like too? Barbecue pit masters, where they just crap all over whoever's barbecue. Like, if you make bad barbecue and you go on that show, all they do is tell you how bad your barbecue is and how you should not be doing this professionally. Like, I don't know. I think I was cleaning the house one night. And barbecue pitmasters was on like a 4-hour block, and I'm like, all right, let me check this out in the background. I watched it for like 3 hours. Wow. I couldn't stop watching, and then I had to go.
Wait till
the
little goths come along, then we'll see if he's watching barbecue pitmasters.
They would be right there with me watching barbecue
Chuggington all day.
I don't listen.
That's what's gonna happen.
Chuggington, gonna happen. I'm gonna break the cycle. My little goth is gonna be right there with me watching barbecue pitmasters quiet for hours at a time.
No, he's not.
Okay, I'll take the under.
See, here's the best you can do. Jason, is I had the opportunity over the past week, or a few days, my little staycation here. I watched both Toy Story and Toy Story 2 with Ruben for his first time, and he loved them both.
See, that's the thing.
And that is like, that's as satisfying as it
can
get.
You can jump into things that you like.
Yeah, but wait till you move on to the great this age now when you can watch Slapshot and Major League. So, I showed Three Amigos. He'd never even heard of Three Amigos. I'm like, dude, this is the greatest movie of all time.
Oh my God. I didn't know you were one of those people.
I'm one of those. I am. I'm a Three Amigos.
It's one of the greatest movies. What? Yes, the greatest movie of all time?
Yes, one of the greatest movies
Three
ever
Three Amigos
made.
Got me through a summer in Belize one time, where I watched like every other day.
It also taught you English.
Pretty much.
Oh, brother.
No, but I see the way my uncle goes about raising his kids and he would buy like the toys we bought as kids for them, and I'd be like, I know you bought that for you just to watch him.
Sure,
play. You know what I mean.
Sure, that's part of the fun.
Yeah, exactly. But
Ruben has way too many remote control cars and monster trucks because I like playing with
exactly.
that stuff.
Exactly.
But the question is in Toy Story 2, during the inevitable manipulative Pixar
make you
button
sad
pushing
moment.
When the cowgirl is the montage of the I'm gonna cry talking about it. Of the girl growing old.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can't talk about it.
The Roundup girl, and it's Joan Cusack does the voice.
And,
yeah.
And they get you good. The daughter. Oh, God.
This is a. Ladies and gentlemen,
I can't
the Bernstein
even,
has been broken.
I can't do it.
I cried myself.
It's the worst.
See, you know what? And Pixar did it with Up in like the first 2 minutes.
Well, oh, I wanted Up to blow my brains out.
The first 2 minutes, you're like, oh
Inside
my God.
Out. Inside Out's brutal.
I've heard that it's
brutal.
Now, Jay, didn't you go? You went to go see Inside Out, didn't you?
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. I thought
your daughter's older.
I thought Up was way, way worse than that.
Up was.